hanging in there and doing the best they can to kind of still get that learning from remote learners and then our face-to-face learners.
Absolutely. Morningstar School, by the way, you can learn more by going to morningstar-jax.org. That's morningstar-jax.org. Backing up just a little bit, I mean, talk to me about what special needs school is like in the Catholic tradition.
Sure. We follow all the, we're part of the diocese, so, but we're a little different. We're a standalone school. We're not connected to a parish, but all of our students have some type of learning difference, from learning disabilities, processing disorders, students that have ADD, other students that are on the autism spectrum, and then we have students with a bit of a cognitive disability. So we have a mix, and through K through 12, and it's great.
Once again, if you have any questions, you can always call, too, to learn more about education at Morningstar School, 904-721-2144. So I would imagine you're working with students that have a variety of different issues. Are there any sort of groups of kids that are having a really tough time with social distancing and mask wearing and that sort of thing?
You know, we thought it was going to be very difficult for our students that were going to be brick and mortar, but they're doing fabulous. They're wearing their mask. It doesn't seem to be a problem at all. We've tried to keep cohorts from our primary to our intermediate, junior high, and high school, where they come into the building separately. In the morning, we first have to take everybody's temperature in their car. Then we take that down, and then they can come in with their mask. The teachers do the same thing before they enter the school every day. We have three different places where our students eat lunch, where before it was basically one place where everybody could eat at the same time. We're adhering to the social distancing. We have colored dots on the floor with arrows. Our classrooms are different. They look different. There's very much spaced apart. Every child has their own personal supplies, and it's really adjusting to new activities and how to learn in the classroom, because you really can't have that hands-on, and that's what's so important with our students, is learning through different modalities, and one of that is those hands-on project-based learning that's taking a new identity, you might say, right now.
Once again, if you have any questions about special needs education within the Catholic tradition, we would encourage you to reach out and learn more about Morningstar School. It's located close to anyone within the sound of my voice, 904-721-2144. That's 721-2144. And joining me live on the studio line, Elaine Schott, she is the principal of the school. And I guess it's been tough, too, for some families because of job loss and the like to pay for tuition.
Right. You know, we, more so than ever due to COVID, that some families have been struggling, and we always struggle to have that tuition assistance for our families, but it's in dire need now for many of our families and new families that are coming to our school. So we are always trying to raise funds for our tuition assistance that we give out at certain times during the year, and then if we need to use that, if a family comes to us and something's happened where they need some help and some assistance financially, we always try to help.
Well, once again, if you have any questions at all, go to morningstar-jax.org, morningstar-jax.org. Folks that are, you know, listening and that touches their heart and they'd like to help, how can they help?
Well, they can go to our website. They can directly call us. We have a development director, Maria Johnson, that would love to speak to anybody if they would like to donate. We really can't have visitors right now, but would love to speak to anyone that needs more information about our school. We are just finishing up a fitness center for upper grades that we got a wonderful donation from the Charchan family, and that enabled us to start and now hopefully finish by the end of the month, so our upper school will have a way to to go outside and be outside and use the fitness equipment and really delve into more of that healthy environment that they so need instead of being right in front of the computer or the television all the time.
Absolutely. Well, once again, joining us live on the studio line, Elaine Schott. She is the principal of Morningstar School. It's part of the Diocese of St. Augustine School System, a Catholic school for children that are dealing with special needs, and they could certainly use your financial support. If you have any questions about the school or ways that you could perhaps help out, call this number, 904-521-2144. That number again, 721-2144. Tell you what, we're going to play a quick song, and then we'll come back with Elaine, so stay tuned. Good job, Elaine. Are you still with me?
Yes.
Any other questions I can ask you that do you think would help? Great Paul Simon here on 103.9 WSOS. Joining me live on the studio line right now is Elaine Schott. She is the principal at Morningstar School, and that is a school for children who are dealing with special needs, and it's part of the Diocese of St. Augustine, a Catholic school, and doing great work, obviously, helping many, many students, even during this COVID situation. You guys have a very special mission, don't you, Elaine?
We do. You know, our mission is to strengthen our students by the sacraments. We are part of the Diocese of St. Augustine, and it's a mission to provide, you know, a unique and inspiring education. We want to try to empower our students with learning differences to achieve their full potential.
Well, once again, a great mission, doing great work. Obviously, this costs money, and you get the support, obviously, from the diocese, but you need money and support, too, from individuals and folks just like the rest of us out in the community, correct?
Correct. We service, you know, the five surrounding counties of Duval, around Duval. Our school is small, but because of that, we count on a lot of donations and fundraising. And due to COVID this year, our annual gala, we're not going to be able to have. And that's such an important time for us because it helps raise funds to do certain things around the school and for the students. But we're still hoping in February to have our golf tournament. And that's always a fun time. We have it at the San Jose Country Club. So our hopes and prayers that we'll still be able to have the golf tournament February 8th. At the San Jose Country Club.
Well, if you'd like to help before then, certainly the school could use your assistance. If you find it in your heart to help a great school and institution trying to help children with special needs, what should people do, Elaine?
They definitely need to call us. We always have a bit of a waiting list in certain grade levels, but please call us. I can, or my assistant principal can talk to you about our school and what we do here in more depth. They could go to our website and look at what we have there and contact us, you know, through the website.
Very good. Well, great work. Elaine, thank you for taking time out of your day today. Best of luck with your mission, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on.